Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 435 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to process some of our sports-related heartbreak. We've had our share this past week. We're also going to talk through some potentially exciting hobbies and activities that interest us. So stay tuned for that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. It's two bonus episodes a month for a $5 subscription, two bonus episodes and a live episode for an $8 subscription. And our most recent episode is with our friend and business coach, Retha. It's all about meaningful conversations, why we should have them, how to have them, what's necessary to have them. We loved this discussion. We would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And last chance for tickets to our live show in Fayetteville, Arkansas on April 3rd. You'll find a link for those in the show notes. Alrighty, hope y'all enjoy episode 435. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm greeting you from the land of sports pain. I shouldn't say that so quickly. Our women's basketball team is playing USC tonight in the round of 32. So we did make it past the initial round. The same cannot be said for our men's basketball team. We were one and done.
Yeah. I mean, who are you talking to? That's what I'm going to tell you. You don't even know. Somebody DM'd me and I said something because I put up a meme and I said, instead of March Madness, I am participating in starch sadness, which is just where I eat potatoes until I feel better.
I want to do that.
That's
what I do that.
It feels much better. You know what's going to make you happy? You know what's never going to let you down?
Baked potato.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of potato. I made some twice baked potatoes Saturday night that were maybe the potato of my life.
Like, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, but I went to a nutrition class. I've thought about this so many times after the fact because I thought I could have done better. Mm-hmm. I went to a nutrition class last year that my friend Amy was having. I mean, it was really about like the mentality that we get around food and, you know, how we kind of go like deprivation. We want to go hands off. And Amy's philosophy is much more like, no, food, like food is food, eat the food. And anyway, yeah. we were talking about what our favorite foods are. And so anyway, Amy had shared her favorite meal, like any kind of good fish, you know, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then when it was my turn, I just said potatoes.
Yeah.
Because nothing's better than a potato.
No, it doesn't matter how you cook it.
No.
It doesn't. In any incarnation, a potato is a delightful food.
Yeah.
And the same can't be said of sports is what I'm going to tell you.
No.
And so but somebody said, DM me, and they were like, oh, well, you don't know what it's like. I'm a Mississippi State fan. And I want to be like, ma'am, I don't know if you've watched the athletic news, but I do know what it's mm-hmm. like. I mm-hmm. do know what it's like. I know what it's like to have my baseball team be 0-6 in SEC play. I know what it's like to lose a game to Michigan that by all intents and purposes, it feels like we should have been able to win. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what I am currently doing is I have now moved into the realm of I'm all about our Aggie softball team. Our okay. women are killing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good. But I'm going to tell you that TexAggs, Gully texted me Saturday night and she was like, what's TexAggs saying? Because, you know, I have the premium membership, which I'm probably about to cancel because why do I care? Why am I paying extra money to read about how terrible we are?
Yeah, I canceled my premium membership for the state message board a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it feels like
better.
Uh-huh. What am I doing? Really, the only reason I hang on to it is because my dad likes to look at it and
sure.
he won't spend that money. So if, you know, I spend the $15 a month for Charles Marino, but
sure.
whatever. But I went on and this to me was the comment that summed it all up. Because as you know, the sky was falling because everybody on the message boards is so, you know, so of course there was the whole thing of, and why do we have Pepsi? And, you know, this is our problem. This is what's going on. But somebody, the best comment, somebody was like, when I die at my funeral, I would like somebody from the A&M athletic department to lower me into the ground, because that way I will end my life like I spent it, being let down by Texas A&M athletics. It's like, no lies detected. No lies detected. It is just, anyway, I'm going to tell you that I have further researched my new pottery hobby that I'm going to take up.
Can't wait. So excited.
Feel good about it. Reetha had brought up an excellent point when we recorded Patreon, which is I'm going to have to figure out my nail situation. I'm probably going to have to forego getting my nails done.
That's okay.
For the summer. So my hands are going to be the hands of an artist, because I'm going to be crafting.
That's right. That's right. So bless it. So State won our first game against Oklahoma in baseball and then proceeded to lose the next two. Mm. So we're 1-5 in SEC play. I don't mean to brag.
Yeah.
And I hate it for the guys. I really do.
Oh, same. It's awful.
I mean, we want them to do well. We hope the best for them. Mm-hmm. But apparently I'm a glutton for punishment, because Samford plays State tomorrow night and I'm taking a carload. I'm going to go and just sit there. I don't know. I'm in it like you. I'm in it for the snacks. You know, yes. I'll have a country pleasing sausage dog, and and I will get to have a Diet Coke. So that's a win.
That is. Mm-hmm. It is. And I'm like, here's the thing. I feel bad for the guys. Does this now open up the end of June for me? It does, because I feel fairly confident that we will not be in Omaha. And that's, listen, that's okay. Last year would have been hard to replicate. I really do hate it. And I feel like the amount of time, I'm like, I don't know if Coach Early has spent as much time analyzing what exactly is going on as I have. Like, where you're just like, what is happening? Because our pitching isn't bad, but man, our bats, our offense, it's like we got the yips bad. And we have fallen and we can't get up. And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I would love to encourage you with the tale of the Mississippi State baseball team from the year of our Lord. I think it was 2019 when we really stunk it up at the beginning of the season, and then we came back and we made it to the College World Series. So maybe that will be the case for y'all. You know, who knows how the whole thing's going to go.
That's it.
I did watch another really obscene amount of basketball over the weekend. Last weekend was the conference tournaments. This weekend, of course, we have the NCAA tournament, but I got nervous a couple of times. Like, I really feel like Florida is playing their best basketball.
Yeah.
But golly, I got nervous watching their game. I don't know. It really goes back to, we had four really good basketball teams in the SEC. And that's what's that's kind of proven to be the case in the tournament too. So we'll see. But Arkansas, listen, look at Arkansas. Look
Arkansas,
at Ole Miss.
What on earth? I was flying home from Colorado and that Arkansas-Kansas game was on. And I mean, it was a nail biter, but I was like, well, look at, I'm real happy for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever said that sentence before, but I'm happy for them.
The Lord is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I mean, Ole Miss made the Sweet 16, men and women. Good for them is what I say. And so we'll see. Hopefully our women will have good luck tonight against USC, but they're playing in California. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it'll be what it'll be, I guess.
It is what it is, Seth. Yes. It is what it is.
So what else is going on? What's happening?
I'm going to tell you, our weekend, it was kind of nice because, you know, I got back home. I got home late Thursday night, and Friday, well, I recorded Patreon with you and Reetha on Friday, and then Perry and I went to go eat Mexican food, our normal. But I did laugh when we finally, so when I'd gotten home from all my travels, like I got home that Friday and Caroline was home for spring break. And so Friday night when Perry and I went to dinner, just the two of us, it had been so long since really just the two of us had like gone out and talked. And Perry was like, he goes, I feel like we've been in a fight. He said, like, it feels like we've been in a fight because we haven't talked in so long. Like, it's just been like sound bites, like a quick, like, hey, did you feed the dogs? Did you whatever? So that was good. We went out and just kind of caught up and hung out Friday night. And then Saturday, I decided my house was beyond dirty. I was like, I am cleaning this house from top to bottom. Okay. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm scrubbing. I'm cleaning the baseboards. I noticed like our little, our cabinet where you pull out the trash can. Like, I was like, it was dirty. Like, I was like, I am getting after this house and I'm bleaching everything. And so that's what I did. I'm going to tell you, it felt great, but here's what I did in my overenthusiasm. Mm. So when I went to see Dr. Mary Claire, and then my friend Patty had also told me this, everybody was like, what you need to do is you need to get a weighted vest.
Oh, no.
And so you need the weighted vest. Oh. Like, when you walk Mabel, wear the weighted vest. When you, like, just wear it, because it's so great for you. So I'm going to tell you that the whole time I cleaned my house on Saturday, I put this weighted vest on.
Oh.
I'm still having a hard time moving today. Like, it... Because at first you're like, well, this is not that bad. And it wasn't that it ever was that bad. But oh my gosh, the next day I was like, what have I done to myself? Because you don't think about like, I'm climbing up and down a step stool. I'm bending down. I'm like, whatever. And I was doing all this with this 12-pound weight on my body. And anyway, essentially, I feel like maybe I ran a triathlon over the weekend.
No joke. My goodness.
It was something. So anyway, I'm going to go walk Mabes in a little bit. And I'm like, am I going to wear the weighted vest?
Are you?
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see how I feel. I did get really tickled at myself because it was the first time for me to put it on. And I put it on. And for like the first 15 minutes, I was like, this thing is really uncomfortable. Like, I don't know how people wear this. This is whatever. I had it on upside down. So...
Life is very complicated.
It is. And I don't read the directions. And so, you know, that was it. But once I put it on the right way, I was like, oh, this actually feels pretty good. I can see where it really does make a big difference. I mean, the weighted vest is supposedly the thing. But oh my gosh, I don't know if it's first outing, if I should have worn it for 3 hours while I cleaned my house. That was maybe
That's ambitious. But I appreciate the commitment to the cause. You know, you just, you went in strong. Mm-hmm. And you went in committed. So done as far as that goes.
So that was pretty much it. So what about y'all? What did y'all do this weekend?
I don't even know. I know that I got to go to dinner for the first time in a long time, it felt like, with Casey and Steph, I think on Wednesday night last week. It was the first time we'd been to dinner in a minute. And so, because Casey's been in the middle of show choir season.
Uh-huh.
And so we did that. And then... Friday night, David and I went to dinner with my sister and brother-in-law, and then we came home. I watched even more basketball.
Yes.
And then Saturday, it was mom's weekend for Alex's fraternity at Samford. So they were having a brunch Saturday morning. So I got up and went and picked him up. And they had the brunch at the business school, not in the fraternity house, which maybe was merciful, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I went and picked him up. We went to the brunch.
Yeah.
And then we went to lunch with his girlfriend. That was so delightful. And then I came home and kind of just checked out for about 5 hours, watched basketball. I think I even pulled out the heating pad at one point. Like, I just kind of rested. And then we'd had plans with one of his buddies from school, Dean, to go to dinner with Dean and his mom Saturday night. We went to Helen, which, as you know, is always a great idea.
Yeah.
So we had a lovely meal with Dean and Claire, Dean's mom.
Yes.
And we all got angel biscuits, which of course that's always going to happen.
God, that sounds so good.
Oh, they were extra. Alex and I talked about it when we got in the car. They were extra fluffy. They were extra tall. And they were delicious. And then Alex was going to get the short rib, and then I got, they have this pork where it's the cut of pork it's really like a fillet. I mean, it's that tender. And so, but then we ended up swapping entrees when they came out. And I ate the short rib, which is so good, fall off the bone, delicious. And then they had this peanut butter mousse pie for dessert. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've really watched my sugar intake as I try to regulate my cortisol.
Yes.
I've really watched my sugar intake afternoon and nighttime. Mm-hmm. But I I partook, and it was worth it. It was delicious. And then they also said, James, our server, said, we have an off menu item I'm going to bring to y'all. And he did. And it was Angel Biscuit ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
Which was cheese ice cream with cinnamon sugary Angel Biscuits inside.
That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
So good. Okay.
And then after dinner, we walked over to Baguette next door, the new restaurant.
Oh yeah.
And that the owners of Helen have opened, just so they could see it inside. And it was lively in there.
I bet it was
hopping. And okay. So I took Alex back to the dorm. I came home. David and I went to early church yesterday. And I came about 10 o'clock. I was like, I believe I'm tired.
Yes.
I got back in the bed and took myself a nap. But I did start a new show and I want to talk about it. I texted you about it last night. I want to talk about it a little bit.
Okay. Yes. Let's talk about it.
Because on Sunday nights, if you're a White Lotus watcher, you know, that's kind of the highlight. Also, I will say Thursday night was the Severance finale. I won't get into that here, but my goodness, the conversations I have had about that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Finest. One of the very finest television episodes I have ever seen in my life.
Really? Okay.
Fantastic.
All right.
Anyway, but I knew White Lotus was coming up last night. Listen, White Lotus is a whole situation.
Okay.
It is not for everyone. Sometimes I don't know if it's for me.
Okay.
But
I know I haven't started and I keep debating. I'm like, do I want to watch this? Do I not want to watch it? I don't know.
Well,
okay.
I think it's been slower this season.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it hasn't been good. I just think it's been slower.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they have explored some unexpected topics.
That, mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay.
So last night I was kind of thinking, sort of burned out on basketball. And then I remembered that Shonda Rhimes has a new show on Netflix called The Residence.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's out. Well, it is. And I watched 4 episodes back to back to back to back.
And
I will probably finish it tonight.
Okay.
It is a delight. It is a mystery that takes place in the White House. It's like a British cozy where everybody is trapped in the space that nobody can leave, you know, because there's been a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But just an eclectic cast of characters. It's smart, and it's, you know, of course, I don't know where it's headed exactly. I've just watched 4 episodes, but it's, I don't know that, I mean, I think Only Murders in the Building is probably the closest thing genre-wise to what this is, but it's still even very different than Only Murders in the Building is. It's just, it's a kind of television I don't know that we see a lot of, or I don't, at least I don't see a lot of right now, because it's not so much you know, we get a lot of kind of gory procedural things. This is much more about kind of in the vein of a Sherlock Holmes, where it really is the mental process of solving a crime and figuring out what it is. So you have this really quirky protagonist named Cordelia Cupp, who's a private investigator. She's not a private investigator. She's a contracted investigator with the police department. But it's just, I don't know. I think it's smart and clever and entertaining.
Okay.
And it's also just the way that it's shot. You know, we always think about the White House, and we've you know, been on a couple of different tours of the White House, but they give you a really good lay of the land in terms of how the White House is laid out.
Yeah.
Almost like you're looking at a set of plans. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
Okay.
It's as much a character in the story as the building is as much a character as anything else. So I think it's great. Thumbs up.
All right. Well, I'm going to put that on my list because I'm back in this place of, I don't know what I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman in search of a show. I loved Paradise and it totally sucked me in. And then I don't know, maybe I just haven't been in the mood this weekend, but I started Running Point and I know I'm going to like it, the Kate Hudson show, but I was like, I'm not in the mood for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like maybe this other might be what I'm looking for. Like
I have also had several people tell me, listeners and I mean, David watched it, Casey watched it, about Adolescence on Netflix, which is just 4 episodes. All the episodes are done in one shot.
Yes.
Apparently, it's very difficult to watch, very heart-wrenching. So that's probably not going to be your thing, but
it probably
will be my thing.
Okay.
So, but right. I haven't dabbled my toe in that yet. So that's going to have to be post residents. But do you hear? Yeah. Can you hear Hazel snoring? Like she is racking out over here.
She's exhausted, Soph. She is exhausted.
She is relaxed as can be. I'm telling you, the key is if I don't change clothes in the morning, if I don't make a move, if I don't give any indication that I have a plan to leave, she is at peace and at ease.
She can relax. Listen, Caroline just told me this morning, because I was telling her about Mabel as a whole situation, and she was like, you need to get her an enrichment activity.
So
apparently if you go on Amazon and you go to dog enrichment, you can find different things.
Oh, I've seen, like, is this like the bowls where they have to solve a puzzle?
Slow feeder, whatever. My thing with Mabel is, though, is Mabel is not really food motivated. If it were Piper, it would be great. But I do think Caroline was like, no, you need to do frozen cubes of peanut butter, because Mabel does love some peanut butter.
Okay.
So anyway, if anybody has any good ideas, because there's a lot of different ones, and I'm like, what do I think would capture Mabel's attention? Because we do feel like she needs something to keep her mind occupied.
Okay. Bless her.
I know. Listen, it's just having an elderly dog is a whole... We had friends over. Our friends Kat and Dave came over Saturday night for dinner. And Mabe's just like, when things aren't in her normal stuff, she just wanders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like while I was gone... Because I went to, and I knew, like I could tell by the way she looked when I rolled my suitcase out when I left Wednesday. Oh. I was like, oh, she is despondent.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no way to say I'm going to be back tomorrow.
But I mean, you probably did.
But... I did. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, I'm going to be back tomorrow. But then Perry had bought all these like succulents and stuff that he was going to put in our, because he plants our fire pit in the spring, because obviously we don't have fires in the summer. So,
right.
He was going to plant all that. And Mabel went in there and he was like, she tore up every single one of those plants and every single one of those pots. And she's never done that like that. She's never been like a destructive, like she's not right. So I so appreciated that Perry on Saturday, he finally planted the fire pit. He went and got different plants, planted the whole thing. And then he brought Mabel over there and like made her sit. And he was like, do you see this? No, no. Like, do you see it? No. And he was very calm, but I just thought, I don't know that I think Mabel is processing that you're telling her this is no.
That feels ambitious. I mean, it feels like he's absolutely give her the benefit of the doubt, but maybe it's not registering.
He was trying. Mm-hmm. He was trying, but it was just one of those that he was like, do you see this? No, no. And she was kind of looking at it. And I was like, I think maybe right now she says no, but I think the heart is going to want what it wants.
Yeah. You know, Hazel gets destructive when I leave. Uh-huh. She likes to tear at my office. I mean, she knocks all the pillows off the sofa. She unplugs somehow my printer. I don't know. She's unplugged my computer before, like if I've left it at home. She has one place where she likes to kind of hide out when I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it's over on David's side of the bed behind the nightstand over there, to the point where she has knocked off his chargers and stuff so many times by walking through the cords that we have had to push it all the way to the wall. I don't understand what her little mind is up to now, but it's, God bless us as we care for our aging animals. You know?
I know.
And it's God bless our aging animals as well.
I know. So we're going to go on a long walk after this. It's a beautiful spring day. We had a thunderstorm that came through last night. I can't remember the last time it rained, much less when we had like a really good thunderstorm. So that was kind of nice.
Oh.
I know. Listen, it's a novelty these days. And so, but of course, that did not really help Mabel's overall outlook on life.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. I think it was Friday. I did get in my closet a little bit because I was trying to figure out, you know, it was cool here at the end of last week, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to wear to the brunch at Sanford. And so I started looking at my spring pants, and everything looked a little wrinkled to me. You know, like it looked like it'd been hanging there really for the better part of a year. So it just felt like a good time to do a bit of a clean out and to kind of examine what have I worn this past year? What have I not worn? And then I took all those pants that were wrinkled and I rewashed them and dried them in such a way that they are no longer wrinkled.
Oh, that was good.
And got that all kind of set up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to me. I also moved my boots and kind of moved my wedges back to the forefront.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me how it makes you feel so much better to kind of get teed up for the season, you know?
Oh, so that's funny because I did the same thing yesterday. I did that on Sunday where I was like, all of a sudden I was like, you know what? It's warm. And for the foreseeable future, I was like, we may have one more like little front that comes through or something at this point. But I was like, I'm pretty much done with my sweaters.
Yes.
And kind of same thing where I was like, I need to kind of see, I like to see what I have, you know, in terms of, just, it helps me know what I need to buy, you know, absolutely. Like, just like,
why don't you say that one more time, Melanie? I like to see, because it helps me. What was it, Naomi?
It helps me know what I need to buy is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Because there are things like where I'm like, oh, that white t-shirt, like I threw out, like, I was like, that one has served its time. Like it looks a little dingy. I'm not going to try to wash it and bring it back to life. I just need a new white t-shirt. Yes. Or, you know, turns out I didn't realize I had all these different pairs of summer pants. So maybe I don't need to buy any more summer pants. My jeans situation is, I feel like I'm probably pretty good on my jeans.
I do too.
So anyway, it just kind of helped me. But I felt same, like I felt so accomplished when I was finished, where I was like, okay, this feels good. Like now I know I have my spring options down. I can think about those kind of things. I got down my jean shorts and stuff like that. So, and I put all my sweaters up. But then the thing was, is I know Caroline's coming home for a lot of the summer. So what I had been doing is I would just put everything in her closet. And mm-hmm. so that kind of created a conundrum yesterday where I was like, oh, but she's going to need her closet.
So what did you do?
So, well, Perry had built some shelves and there's a long closet that's at this back of Caroline's room where he's kind of developed it for storage. So I ended up putting a bunch of stuff in one of those blue bags and I put it up there. And now I just have to remember next winter when I'm like, where are all my sweaters? I have to remember, you know what?
Yes.
They're in that blue bag.
Yes.
So I may need to make a note to myself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that was, but yeah, I think it feels good to kind of, and I was like, I was happy to get my sandals out.
Yes.
And, you know, all of that. So.
But what are you wearing? Because even going to church yesterday morning, I was like, I have no idea what to put on. It's 45 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just hard. It's hard to know what to wear right now, especially with the shoes. I think they're especially tricky. I'm not saying you have to solve this for us, but I'm just saying we're in the in-between, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, and somebody messaged me yesterday and they were like, what do I do about a shoe? Like I've put up my winter boots. And the thing is here, y'all need to know, South Texas, I'm in a different situation because I mean, yesterday to church, I wore jeans and sandals and like a spring top because it was 65 degrees, 70 degrees when we left for church. And it was probably 80 by the time the day was over yesterday. But I think a bootie is still good. I think if you could get like a, I don't know, like a lightweight sweater, I feel mm-hmm. like is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe if you're still where it's cold, you can transition to maybe more spring colors.
Okay. That's what I tried to do yesterday.
Yeah.
I wore some off-white jeans. They're, my friend Marion has a pair and I've loved them when I've seen her wear them. And so I ordered them for myself. I think they're from Drag Crew Outlet. But they're more of an ecru. They're not like a stark white.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore that with a top that I think I mentioned that I got from Anthropologie. That's kind of a heavyweight spring long sleeve. They call it a t-shirt, but it's really, it feels like a really lightweight sweatshirt.
Okay.
So I tried to go a little springy, but not quite summery yet.
Yeah, I know. It's really well, and I'm going to Round Top, so I'm super excited. So I'm going to Round Top this week. So I'm driving to College Station Thursday because we're going to do Caroline's like senior graduation pictures.
Oh, I wish I could be there.
Listen, I've never wanted you more. Ugh. It would be a time. I cannot wait. Listen, Caroline doesn't even know the level of
no, she does not.
Preparation.
Oh. She does not know.
And here's what I'm asking her. I'm like, "Hey, do you have your cap and gown? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, do you mm-hmm. have your A&M, your maroon A&M stole? Because if I get there on Thursday and you don't have those things." Mm-hmm. And she was like, "No, I've got it." And I was like, "Well, you just look at it and see what shape it's in. Does it need to be steamed? Does mm-hmm. it need to be pressed? Like mm-hmm. what?" So anyway, if I could have a rolling rack that I took all over campus, I would. I'm going to try to be more low-key than that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing that on Thursday. My friend Leslie is doing her pictures. Leslie always does. I'm like, she's our official family photographer. And so I'm super excited about that because we'll have so much fun. And then Friday, Caroline and I are going to Round Top for the weekend. And we're staying at the Junk Gypsies Wander Inn. And then I'm doing a book signing there on Saturday. So then I've got to figure out what I'm wearing to Round Top, because that's its own
thing. Oh, well, certainly. Yes.
So I have to figure out, like, what am I wearing for the book signing? And then the Junk Gypsy Prom is Saturday night. And so that's a whole thing. But it's going to be warm. It's fully spring. Like, when I looked at the forecast, I was like, oh, it's going to be like 75 both days, which is really the ideal Round Top temperature.
Okay. I'm so excited for you.
I know. I'm really excited. If you could see the amount of people I'm following right now that are Round Top vendors and the things that I have already purchased in my mind.
Oh, like, it's for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, I did, unfortunately, I had one mishap last week that I felt like you would want to know about. I can't remember if I told you or not that I was doing this thing called forest bathing. Did I tell you I was going to do that?
No, I didn't. No, I feel like I would.
Okay. So. Yeah.
Listen, we have officially jumped the shark. We appreciate your time. Here with us at the Big Boo Cast.
It's not bathing. It's not like I'm going into the forest to take a bath. You're bathing in the sights and sounds of the forest.
That's so much different. That's a lot different.
Well, it's better than me going into the middle of the forest and stripping down. That feels more like White Lotus. But anyway, I signed up to do this thing called forest bathing, where you go into, it's like a chance to sort of commune with nature. You know, you go into nature and you experience the sights and sounds, and you hike, and it's like 3 hours long. And then at the end of the forest bathing, there's a tea service. Of course there is.
Oh, of course.
So my friend Sarah and I were going to do this. And I mean, we were fired up about it. Like, we were fired up about it. Because, you know, the more opportunities I get to lean into the hippy dippy side of my personality, the happier I am. I mean, this is like the English major has come home to roost once more, you know?
Yes.
And so, anyway, but it got canceled, or it really got postponed, because it was supposed to be so cold Thursday morning. And it was really cold Thursday morning. It was in the 30s. It would not have been a pleasant time to be out in the forest to bathe in the sights and sounds.
Yes.
So now I'm going to do that in May. I still have forest bathing to look forward to, but not until May. But you have a guide. And, I just thought, can't hurt, might help, spark some creativity. If you can do pottery, I can bathe in the forest.
Yes.
But now Sarah and I can't go at the same time, and that's kind of a bummer.
Oh,
but
that is kind of a bummer.
Anyway, so I did have to navigate my way through that disappointment last week, but I certainly understood, you know,
what with
the cold weather and all.
Well, you can't bathe in the forest. You can't expect to really be able to absorb the sights and the sounds of the forest if you're shivering because of the cold.
That's exactly
it.
But anyway, this is a thing at my church where, you know, they do a holy hike every month. They do, you know, they have all these outdoorsy things that you can sign up to do. And so this happened to be one for the month of March, but alas, the weather interfered. But I'm gonna get in there and forest bathe in May. So
okay, that sounds now okay. Just speaking of, somebody sent me this, and I was like, this feels like this is what I would like to do. It's not forest bathing.
Well,
but there is, and I don't know if I'm going to say their name right, but it's an Instagram account, and it's, I'm going to say the Cashels. It's the Cashells.
Okay.
And so they apparently have a bed and breakfast called the Mayhurst Estate, and it's in Virginia.
Oh.
And what they are offering, I was like, there's never been, they do, this is, so they had apparently their Teapot Society's Novel Escape Summer Retreat.
Okay.
But this winter, they're having the Magical Little Women Victorian Winter Retreat.
Wow.
Three magical nights inviting kindred spirits from around the world to gather in our historic Virginian manor, walking where history lingers, reading where great minds once thought, and forging friendships that feel as if they've existed. It's like our very own Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, a gathering of women of all ages who cherish books, truth, beauty, and the kind of conversation that lingers long after the last candle flickers out.
Yes.
And before the retreat, they're going to immerse ourselves in Little Women, and then on a most magical retreat night, curl up by the crackling fire in the 200-year-old bed and breakfast and watch the film together, and then dress up in Victorian and colonial fits. It's Little Women bathing.
It is.
It's what it is.
That
it's
is little exactly.
It's Little Women bathing.
It is. And I want to go. I would like to go. So
you would here's walk the out of that thing having learned how to play a harp. I feel like.
God. I would leave with a British accent.
You like really I just, would. You absolutely would. Well, are you going to go? You kind of have to go.
Well, I would love to go. I mean, number one, I don't know if there's room. Here's my other thing. I don't want to go with strangers. I would like to have like some of my friends to
sure.
go. I'm not interested sure. in going and making new friends. I just wish I could invite like, I don't know, 8 of my friends to do Little Women bathing with me. The problem is in my current group of friends, I don't know who would be like really want to go.
Erin Moon
like,
would go with you.
That's who I was going to say. Erin uh-huh. Moon would go in a heartbeat. I
yeah,
know she would.
Yeah,
I know
she absolutely would.
But I felt like you and Aretha would be like, no, we are not doing this Little Women retreat. No. Gully would not go. But Erin Moon would go with me.
She would, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to let her know. I mean, she would get it on her calendar now. I don't have any doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. The only mm-hmm. thing that would stop her is an existing conflict. She's got a lot of children who yes. are involved in things. But other than that, this would totally be her deal.
Yeah. I was like, this just sounds delightful. Mm-hmm. And I sent the link to Caroline and I was like, I would like to do this. And she just sent back, okay.
She said, no thanks, Mel, is what okay. she said.
Okay, uh-huh. yeah. She was like, okay.
God love her. Well, oh, God. On that note, is it time for 5 favorites?
Time for 5 favorites. Okay, the first thing on my list, I could not order this fast enough. Right now, it's the Target Red Circle sale, so this is only $21. Oh, no, it's back up. No, it is. It's still $21 if you're a Target Circle member. I don't know how long that's going to last, but it is the Woman's Gauze Button Front Maxi Shirt Dress.
What do I love more than a maxi shirt dress?
Listen,
not much.
Nope, same. And like that gauze material is my whole personality for the summer because it's so user-friendly. It doesn't matter if it kind of wrinkles up. It's wash and wear. And so this comes in a blue and white stripe. It comes in a solid black. It comes in the green stripe, which is what I got because I felt like that was different than anything I had.
I was sitting here trying to mentally calculate how many blue and white stripe things I have.
Yeah.
It's more than 5. I'll tell you that.
That's well, and that was what I leaned towards. But last year I remember that I had bought that blue and white striped long maxi dress on Amazon that I think you had shown.
Yes.
And I wore it when Caroline and I were flying somewhere and she called me Ebenezer Scrooge. And so that
well, it's fair, but it is. It's so comfortable.
It is. I mean, she wasn't wrong, but I just thought maybe the green stripe feels less a Christmas Carol adjacent.
Less nightshirtish.
Yeah. Less nightshirtish. But it's really cute, and I think you could wear it like even unbuttoned. I think you could wear it like as a swimsuit cover up or, you know, wear it with sandals and just throw on for dinner or whatever in the summer. So I'd loved it, and for $21, yes, please.
Yes.
The next thing, last summer I discovered the tennis skirt situation. I don't play tennis. I don't play pickleball. But I do like the skirt sometimes better than just shorts.
Okay.
And this one, I bought one of these last summer, and they're also on sale right now if you're a Target Circle member. But it's the All in Motion high-rise woven pleated skirt. And so it's got the little side pocket in the shorts where you can put your phone. It's like good pleats. It's a good length because it's like 15.75 apparently,
okay,
which is a little bit longer. So it's not too short. It comes in some other colors. It's just really cute if you're looking for that kind of thing.
Okay. What do you wear with a skirt?
I'll just wear like whatever my little athletic tank tops okay. are, like whatever. So I've got some from Target and I've got some from Lulu. So just whatever, just a like a tank usually, because that's usually what I'm wearing to like go walk the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, now I'm gonna have my weighted vest on.
Yes.
So I gotta think about that.
Which is probably super, super cool.
Yes.
And should really breathe well in the mm-hmm. summer. Mm-hmm.
And really looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, it really looks good. So nothing says middle-aged mom walking.
like a weighted vest.
Okay, this next thing, as soon as I saw these on the Free People site, I texted them to you. I put them on Fashion Friday. I have ordered them and I love them.
I love them.
They are the Free People cropped pull-on culotte pants.
And I will say this about these. Mm-hmm. I got them in two colors.
Yeah.
They are so lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
They are the breathingest culotte-y. I mean, they're much longer than shorts, but my goodness. And they look like, if you're just standing there, it looks like you have on a skirt.
Yeah.
But they're so cute and so lightweight and fun. Because they're colorful.
Yep. They come in a couple of different plaid colors. I think they're darling. Like I just ordered one color. I got the orange combo and then I've now ordered the white combo because I was like, I will wear these a ton. Mm-hmm. Perry hasn't seen them yet. He's going to be like, hey, Sally Shankill, 1978.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know David's going to make fun of them. Mm-hmm. I don't care. He can make fun of them all day long.
No.
Because they do look like something that these look like what my mama would have worn to the pool.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When she didn't want to wear a swimsuit, which was hardly ever, she would have absolutely put these on.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. They're but they're such a good, because I love stuff in the summer that aren't shorts, that feel cool, but you can still look cute. And I'm like, I will put these on with like a sleeveless denim shirt or a tank top and wear them to dinner and be so happy. Yeah. So
I got the white and the pink. And so I have really, like, in my head, I have thought about 15 different things I'm going to wear with them. Because you could do t-shirt, you could do denim shirt, you could do a cuter white shirt, a little linen short sleeve shirt. I mean, they're just options galore. They're so versatile.
Yeah. Galore. So versatile. And I love something that's not, because here's the thing. I don't mind wearing my shorts around, but if we're going to go to dinner or lunch or somewhere, if I'm going to be sitting in a booth, I don't necessarily want to have shorts on. You know,
I don't like that feeling.
I don't either. So this feels like that solves that problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next thing is I continue to round out my summer wardrobe.
Well, you had to see what you had.
That's
so you knew what you needed to buy.
That's exactly right. Now, in all fairness, I did buy all of this before I saw what I had.
Okay. But
I still feel good about it. Okay. Quince continues to amaze me with the quality of stuff that they make for really good price points. And so I ordered this. I put the linen version on Fashion Friday, but what I ended up ordering was the cotton gauze, because there again, I love that cotton gauze.
Yes.
It is the sleeveless swing dress. It's $60. It comes in a lot of different colors. I got the small and it's plenty big, so it runs probably a little generous. This is the perfect summer dress. Like it's sleeveless, it's cool, it's that gauzy material, and the length is like perfect. Like it's not too short.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have to worry about it. There again, great thing to like throw on. I could wear it with sneakers. I could wear it with sandals. I could wear it as a pool cover up, but I love it. So I got it in the wild cherry, and I'm already planning on getting it in the white, and I may get it in one more color.
Okay. Walk in freedom.
Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. So, and then this last thing, Caroline needed new bedding for her house in College Station. And I love this so much. My friend Kim, who's a designer decorator, had said she loves to get this for all her beds because it's just a great neutral coverlet that looks great. Mm-hmm. And so I got it for Caroline's house there. And now I've bought it for her room here because she needed something new here too. But it is from West Elm and it's the Silky Tinsel Plush Comforter. And it looks so nice. Like the stitching on it is really good. Like it's kind of this silky material. And Caroline, I asked her about it yesterday. I said, do you like that? Because I'm going to order it for your bed here. And she was like, yes, it's so good because it's like a good weight, but it doesn't sleep hot. Like it's lightweight, but it comes in some beautiful colors. It would be great on your bed as a layering piece. But it comes in, you know, white and natural and sand. And it's just a really pretty comforter set.
Really pretty. I love the stitching on it. I love it has a little detail.
Yeah. And so it's like not totally plain, but I also love
it's all one color, which I prefer.
Yes, I prefer all one color because I would rather layer a bed. And the other thing, I have a duvet in a down comforter situation, but sometimes that's exhausting. It's a lot.
It's a lot. If I had wanted to wrestle with something, I'd have picked another way. This is not what I would have chosen.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Even when I was cleaning my house, on Saturday. And listen, maybe it was because of the weighted vest, but I looked and I was like, that duvet really needs to be washed. And I was like, I don't have the strength today. I don't have the strength to wrestle that off of that king size comforter and wash it and put it back on. It just feels like more than I can handle right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is really good. I love that it's a comforter. If you're looking for new bedding, I highly recommend.
Okay. Well, I love all of these.
Well, thank
you
so much.
What a fun assortment. What a dangerous shopping road you have created for us today.
I know. But. Well, and it's a road I have paved for myself as well.
That's right.
But you know, it's just, sometimes you just have to be aware of what you need, you know?
Yes. Well, absolutely. I'm so glad you took the time to see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for those.
Well, you're so welcome. Thank y'all for listening today and being here with us.
Yes. And continue to stay tuned as we hear updates about Melanie's foray into pottery and a Little Women retreat.
Yes. And forest bathing. Don't forget the forest bathing.
Yes. There's also a sound bathing opportunity that I'm going to sign up for at the end of this week, where you I think the Real Housewives have done this from time to time.
I've seen that.
Yes. And you, can't hurt, might help. So.
No. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? So, all right, y'all. We'll have a good rest of your week.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.